holding on to the hallucination, you see, which there the appearing to that, there's a real I appearing from there, you know, believing this is real and holding on to it, you see, they will let our mind, you know, you see, you know, to apprehend that it's true, and, you know, grasp, hold on to it. So that time, we created ignorance. That time, we created king of the delusion, a root of samsara, and the delusion. root of samsara, king of the delusion, the ignorance at that time. when we say, in 24 hours of our life, whenever we let our mind, apprehend this. This is real. You see. This is real, and you see, and that we're holding on to it, grasping it. So that is the root from where the death comes. So where the death comes from. Why we have to experience death. So that comes from that root, that this wrong concept. you see, looking at believing the I in totally wrong way. You see. So that all the age means that all the you see the see the birth the birth. You know, all the sicknesses, cancer, AIDS, depression, however, all the relationship problems. you see, first of all, very fear, you know, unable to meet, unable to find. After found, then another suffering start. After found, before there's another suffering, unable to find. Then after it's found, another suffering starts. you know, and not dissatisfaction. Can't get satisfaction. the more and more mind gets dissatisfied. the more and more the mind gets dissatisfied, unhappy. you see more and more problems, you know, you see experience, you know. So that, how you all this, all these wars, whatever conflict, whether to do between religion or nations, however, all these unimaginable disasters, all this, has a this. So that concept that we create in our daily life all the time, this concept of ignorance. So all come from all caused by this root. See, this is the root. Everything came from this, the root. When you go to hospital, when you go to a hospital, that how many people in the hospital, you know, so sad. You know, when you enter the hospital, so sad. The minute when you enter the hospital, so sad. So many people dying, so many people crying, and so many people have pain, so many people in coma, not sure when the person is alive. You know, all these thousands of dollars each day, you know, the oxygen. Oxygen, what? The oxygen, or? The oxygen, yeah. So the family members are not sure how long to take time, you know. However, someone had a heart attack. Yeah, or that their family is around, you know, crying. So you see, you know, so worried, so sad. And you see, if you look at in the hospital, this you don't see, you see people smiling there in the hospital. People, you know, kind of entertaining or something, you know, kind of kind of sad, you know. Yeah. Anyway, you see, people are suffering so many different ways. Very so unbearable, you know. So unbearable. Each person, how the situation is so so painful, so unbearable. You see. However. However, all this, where it came from, root is this wrong concept which I just introduced. It all came from that. That's the root, that ignorance. So, you see, so like this. In our daily life, every time, not practicing, even there is no realization, seeing emptiness, but practicing awareness, mindfulness, that is empty. Just use an example, one phenomenon, it's empty, or empty of, it's empty of existing problems or sight. Turn it that way, or the the I appearing to you, that I appearing to you, a real one, a real I appearing from that. So, practicing mindfulness, that which is a hallucination, practicing mindfulness, looking at it, hallucination as it is hallucination. Looking at it, hallucination as it is hallucination. looking at it, hallucination, that which is hallucination. So, so, or the eye is dependent arising, merely impeded by a thought. So neither of any of this awareness that's empty, neither that mentation, nor this I, is it real I appearing from there, and this is the hallucination, part of the mindfulness to this hallucination. even this is not there. And then third, reality, the reality, how the I exist, existing mere name, merely imputed by, merely, the I is existing, I is a functioning, in the mere name, merely imputed by mind. So even also not that meditation, that mindfulness. So another end of this meditation. So then you see you have no protection. So you have no protection at all. You see in your life. So lack of meditation, lack of mindfulness. These things. And then. there's appearance, there's hallucination there. By the audience, they have an illusion, you see, they have, they have an illusion, so like that. You see, so here, you have an illusion, this I, the existing promoting side, the one that was, the I that was exist, is which, you see, empty from its own side, but I that which you are illusion, hallucinate. The what ignorance, illusion, I that ignorance, illusion to you. You see that that is I in a real I appearing from there. See, not merely impacted by the mind. So I. So then, in our daily life, 24 hours, we let our mind to apprehend that is true, and that is true. See, we let our mind hold on to it. So then, like that, then that's how we constantly create ignorance, create root of all the sufferings. Create root of samsara, create root of all the samsara sufferings, root of the hell, the unbearable suffering of the hell. If you went through that, then all those, all those is what it may expand the teachings. you see, so root of all that, and see, and the root of all that, the which is root of all that. The unbearable sufferings, oceans of suffering of hundred gods, those things, and the oceans of sufferings of animals, then as well as the oceans of problems of human beings, and so on, so forth, and in the middle stage. So, so there's, see, creating the root all the time, root of all the suffering all the time. All the root of all the delusion and karma and that. including this body, including this body or samsara, this body nature of suffering, which is nature of suffering, the mind which is nature of suffering, which experience so much, which experience worries, fears, you know, all these things, upsetness, you know, guilt, depression, all the, so this ignorance, this concept that we're creating all the time is root of all this, right, all well. Where all this came from. So therefore now, so now, this ignorance that we're creating, you know, that constantly we're creating this ignorance, see, this wrong concept, see, holding on to this in say truly existent I, truly existent I. So now, it leaves again negative imprint back on the mental continuum. Each time we create ignorance, it leaves negative imprint again on the mental continuum. You know, in a sense, it's each time attachment rises, it leaves a plant seed of attachment on our mental continuum plants. Each time we get angry, it leaves seed of anger back on our mental continuum. So same all other delusions. So that's what makes life difficult. That's what makes life difficult. That's what makes, that's what makes, even everybody want realization. Everybody want realization. They want to achieve the whole path right now. You know, even 1 second. Anyway, the whole path. But you see, as you wish, cannot. That doesn't happen. That it cannot happen like that. You know. That, you know, this has a, second or higher, according to wish, to complete the whole path, to have all the realization right now, but it cannot happen. Anyway, why? Even we know very well intellectually the meditation techniques, the teachings, why is it difficult to practice, to put into the action, to remember in the daily life, when you encounter problems, able to remember, able to apply. Immediately. And many times, especially at the beginning, forget, doesn't remember. Then delusion already took over your mind, took over you, and did all the works. The delusion did all the works. all the activities. Then, you know, after all, everything finished, then you remember the meditation. Anyway. So, delusion arising, finish creating the karma. what is insulting, comment to others, whatever. then later, you see, maybe remember, maybe the same sleep doesn't remember. However, see, why not easy? But of course, we are Buddha nature. In the middle of the name, there's Buddha nature. And because of that, and the delusions and seed of delusions are not permanent, not independent. They're dependent arising, dependent on the cause and conditions. They exist, they happened due to, because of the cause of conditions that these delusions, the seeds of delusion, it happened. So there, because of that, because they are causative phenomena, dependent cause condition. So therefore, you can change them. Due to other cause conditions, you can cease them. So like that. So therefore it needs continual effort. through continual effort, then you gradually then say through even meditation practice, even Dharma practice, so beginning and miss, but by continuing the everyday planning to practice, especially when one encounter, especially you see, when the delusion arises, when one encounter problems, to apply Dharma, you see, meditation. So gradually able to practice more and more. Then later, when the mind is well trained, the minute you encounter the problem, able to, you mean the method is, you're able to use the method at the same time, immediately. So when the mind is well trained, say, like the person who is well trained in riding a horse. When the horse runs, whichever way it runs, the person who is well trained how to ride, how to fit it, how to ride, then if the person's mind is distracted, able to know how to ride, we naturally see it happens. You know, depend on how the horse runs, moves. So without effort, it naturally happens. So like that, maybe not that example. The children's, they were also reminded by parents. I guess must be especially the mother. Always, the mother also watched the children's behaviors, the table manners. You know, they always watch and always. Always tell the child, the behavior, what the mistakes. So, for a long time, every day, the table manners, how to eat, and all the things, you see. Not speak, or by closing mouth to eat, you know, and eat food, by closing mouth my noise, you know, and all these things anyway. So then when they grown up, when they were a child, so that time they put effort between. Because they got so trained, so when they grow up, all these table manners, all these behaviors, naturally, what the parents taught when they were child time. So these behaviors, just without thinking, just naturally happens. I'll just mention a story that, one student, her name is Big Brown. She's the one that She was working in New York. These very high buildings with their banks, you know, very high buildings with their banks, New York Bank, you know. So one of these high buildings, on the very top floor, there's an office. one very devoted business Chinese business business person, very big business person, very devoted to you know, build down the sangha, and he built a monastery for Sannyasa Karmapa in New York. He has few temples. In one of his small temple, I gave quite a number of years ago. I was invited there. One Chinese called Bodhicitta Foundation, one society. So I invited him a few times there to do initiations or give talks. So Biggie Brown, this student, she's working in that office, translating sutra from Chinese into English. She requested this Chinese businessman. His name is Dr. Shen. Dr. Shen. She requested him to invite us to America. And this is our very first journey from Nepal to the West, straight to New York, from Kathmandu to straight to New York. So when I saw the customers in New York, I thought they're very efficient. I thought they're so good, so efficient. Yeah. Anyway. We spent 8 months, I think, first New York, did some one weekend course. there are some old students, and then Indiana, and also Wisconsin, where the teacher Sabarmachi was a Lama Isha's teacher from Tibet, and also my teacher. I think maybe the first time I took teachings in that time. So I think it took 8 months. Anyway, so she, Biggie Brown, she I think before she invited us to New York, she has some sickness that she but a little different each year. She has some sicknesses that she experienced in each year. So she was here at Kapan. that time we didn't have monastery. At this place there was an old building, very old building. Yeah. House built by the previous king of Nepal, first guru of astrology, king's astrology. That was all the house here, built in the British style, you know, the architecture. Very nice house. I start to give some Dharma talks in my room at that time. Try to introduce that by drawing, by making a drawing, the five part, the five part to achieve the art, the art stage, and then five part to achieve enlightenment. I'm drawing, see, on the last paper, on the last paper. So I made five stories. The five part is five stories. Then there's art, you know, one of them. Then there's five other story. Then there's a lift. Yeah, I draw a lift, I'm not sure. Anyway. So there are people standing there. The names of Padachin, then there's a Buddha. There's a monk and some people there. Yeah. Then there's samsara. The very sharp pointed mountains. So to show the nature of samsara, you know, there's no happiness, only suffering. So the mountains very sharp. And then there's some animals eating each other, something like that. So I made a big design. And so it's put on the wall where people come through. It was one little bigger room where it's for Gomba. Anyway, so I was trying to explain those, just a little bit, teaching. So she was there at that time. Then she got sick. Then she was sitting, just she was never moving, just sit where she was sitting. They never move for all day long. I never eat. Never eat food. So on the brought her outside. Brought on the hill. And I fed with a spoon by explaining how beneficial it is to eat the food. And fed with a spoon. I think ate one or two. She was having some hallucination, some sickness. So even that time, even though she's sick, you see, hallucination, total hallucination. But you see, the terrible manner, you know, when she eat food, yeah, they say making noise, you know, very nice, the tip, you know, even she's totally sick, but you know, because she was taught when they were a small child, I don't think this much, but I think and then a small child, the parents, you know, taught, you see, every day, so what, so was so well trained, you see. So even though she's sick, but you see, when she eat food, you know, very nicely eat, you know, without opening mouth, you see. And very smooth, you see. So anyway, I remember that. I remember the story. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, so when our mind is well trained, in Dharma practice meditations, so like that. So therefore, the problems doesn't problems doesn't take over you. You can overcome the problem. Problem is it doesn't overwhelm you, doesn't take over you. You can overwhelm the problem. because the Dharma practice is the meditation. When your mind is well trained, it doesn't give you a chance, second that it can, but you know, just off you, so like that. So anyway, so what was I saying before? So the conclusion is that so the ignorance lives again. Each time we create ignorance, we plant seed back on our mental condition. You see, to rise ignorance again. And that project hallucination. So so goes on like that. So I would say this is the biggest suffering in our life. This is the foundation. So until until we cease this ignorance. So only thing, even though there are so many realizations, bodhicitta and so forth, only one that can eliminate this ignorance is by only the wisdom realizing the emptiness. It's not anything what's called emptiness. It's not there are four schools of Buddhist philosophers. Each one talks of emptiness. Each one has their own right views. I'm going to mention Tibetan language, Tibetan name. Chitameva. One school. So it is its own right view. Dodepa, the school has its own right view. And then Samsamba, mindful school, its own right view. Then Madhyamika, which has two of the first ones, Prasangika, Swatantrika. It has its own right view, its own interpretation of its right view. emptiness. So not any of those emptiness. It has to be, what can cut this ignorance is only by the wisdom realizing only the prasangika, prasangika school will be emptiness. So if you don't know this, if one has no idea, don't know the prasangika school view, Madhyamika school, middle way school, the second one, prasangika school. As long as one does know this, there's no chance, no way to eliminate this ignorance, the root of all the suffering. So, so there are maybe many books talking about emptiness, but not necessarily is the right view, is the exact the wisdom realizing that can cut this ignorance. So, so therefore you see, so this is not only the direct statement, way to they can cut ignorance is this. So therefore in the daily life, in our daily life, the antidote has it to not create ignorance. You know, to not our concept, to not allow to become ignorant. You know, root of samsara, to not create, and to cease, to eliminate ignorance, and to purify even the seed, which is natural imprint, the seed of ignorance, even to cease that completely, make it impossible to rise ignorance again, which is the liberation, or the ultimate liberation, nirvana, slavery state. When our mind becomes free like that, pure like that, then there's nirvana on our mental being. So, the ultimate nature of our mind, that which you see, totally pure, having ceased this, the ignorance, including the seed, that is natural imprint. So that's nirvana, so let's say. So therefore, it becomes very important, very essential. So you can see now how important it is to to do, to study, to listen, correct teachings on emptiness, and say, yeah, and to say, reflect and to realize, to develop wisdom. However, in our daily life, to practice those mindfulness which I mentioned, so become very essential. So that's like atomic bomb. It's like atomic bomb to for the ignorance to destroy samsara. That is meditation, mindfulness that I mentioned. So now the conclusion. Now the next conclusion. maybe. See in our daily life how important how it is emergency the daily life to practice meditation. I see on the lam rim, but you see such as this emptiness like that. So with this mindfulness, wisdom realized in this, with this mindfulness, then whatever meditation we do and whatever activity we do becomes, say, the antidote to samsara, say, limited to samsara, direct the antidote to cut root of samsara, the ignorance, and then with the bodhicitta, any meditation we do, any dharma practice we do, and any activities we do in our daily life, even doing, including doing jobs, so forth, everything become cause to achieve enlightenment. Everything become cause, not only cause of happiness, not only cause of happiness future life, not only cause to be free from samsara, it will cause to achieve full enlightenment. It will cause to achieve full enlightenment. So it becomes extremely important in our practice in our daily life. So now. To really benefit for other sentiments, we need to have these realizations, these fundamental realizations. Therefore we need to practice, therefore we need to learn. So like that. Express that this that it took a long time to come to this conclusion. anyway, that is develop compassion. So generate practice compassion, develop compassion. So that becomes so sensual. You see, generative practice compassion and development become the most important thing in our life. If we practice compassion to others, to other sentient beings, from this, all your wishes get fulfilled. All your wishes for happiness, temporary, any temporary, and all the ultimate, up to, including enlightenment, everything happens. Everything you get concerning your own happiness. And you want to practice compassion. All sentient beings, they get happiness from you. Temporary, ultimate enlightenment, including full enlightenment. they get all this happiness from you, from your compassion. And you are able to do that. You are able to offer that. Because compassion derives, compassion, I say, your compassion is to free others from suffering causes which by you, including the gross subtle defilements of others. So therefore, compassion pursues you. The word what I was looking for is pursue. Compassion pursues you to develop wisdom. To develop wisdom. You see, compassion, your compassion pursues you. You see, to have all the qualifications to be able to do perfect work towards all the sentient beings. You know? Compassion pursues you to have all the qualifications, you know, all the realizations. You see, to complete the realization, to have omniscient mind, full and normal mind, and perfect power to reveal any method that fits the sentient beings. You see all that. So to complete all the qualities, the compassion pursues you. Now you see. So that's how see all the sentient beings they receive all their happiness able to receive all their happiness from you, from your compassion, and your compassion, you see, pursues you, I say, to engage or to have all these realizations. So therefore, you see, including the wisdom, so like that. So from your compassion, also the very important one is numberless other symptoms. They achieve. You're able to offer, you're able to cause all the temporary happiness and the ultimate happiness, including full enlightenment, to the numberless truth, the numberless other sentient beings. So, like that. And this one I'm talking very, broad way that covers all sentient beings. Now, that is talking in a broad way, covers all the sentient beings. what I want to say that see the world the world is suffering so much. Look at even Nepal here. You see, which has been peaceful for so long, you know, for so many years, peaceful country, beautiful country, beautiful. It's an unbelievable, precious, holy place. And, you know, peaceful for so many years. So that it's not the even thinking, even concerned, say, Nepal, so that all this violence and so many people get killed all the time. Even Kathmandu and especially outside, you know. So like that, you see. No question about the rest of the other world. So I met quite a few from Israel. I think when I was coming that night, I met quite a few from Israel. So like that, you see. There are quite a few of you came from Israel. So as you can see how much the world is suffering like that, confusion, hatred, filled with hatred, you see. Unending, you know, war, as a killing, unending. You see, so difficult, unbelievable difficult to bring. Say, peace. Not only Israel plus Palestine. I've heard so many times, but I can't pronounce correctly. Palestine. So Israel and Palestine. Not only that, there are many different parts of the world, so much killing, there's so much suffering. So much suffering, you see. As well as Russia, many parts of the world, you see. So much killing and so much hatred, you know, like that. So, therefore, how to bring peace in the world is by generating compassion. We're the ones out and causing to generate compassion in others' mind. You see, oneself learn compassion and teach others, you know, inspire others, generate compassion. Inspire others, showing one's own example, you know, and inspire others, you see, practice compassion, you know, see, so like that. So only through this, only through with this, you can bring peace in the world. Only through this. The real peace. You know, peace and happiness comes from your free will. Peace and happiness comes from within. You know, from within, you know, individual person's heart. You know, from compassion to others. So therefore, that is why I said at the beginning, what I said, that you made the best decision when I said at the beginning, and how important, how extremely substantial you have to do meditation course, not just any kind of meditation, but meditation lamrim, the complete answer. How to develop compassion? You see, I'm not just wishing to have compassion, but here explaining, you know, how to develop compassion. The complete explanation of how to develop compassion. So we're doing meditation through the stages that will lead to compassion. You see. No, not only that, the bodhicitta. beginning with this, then, of course, whole path to liberation, whole path to enlightenment. So, there's a group of people in America who scientists who they experimented people who have good heart you see they discovered they, it is proved through by these groups of scientists, by testing, by checking, the highly developed, you know, technology and things. People have good heart in daily life, very generous, very kind to others. they discovered there's a heart, you know, problem, something that the labels. There's something subtle one. So people who have good heart in the daily life, very kind, very generous, every day life to others, it's proved they don't have this some heart sickness, something small. I don't remember. Do you remember? No, you don't. I don't remember. We don't remember. So anyway, so they proved it. They don't have that. So it proved that first of all, people who are very kind, generous, you know, good-hearted towards others, that helps so much for health. Next is much better health than the person who lives life with the substantive mind, so forth, you see. Opposite. So, they discovered more health problems. They had, I don't remember the name, their heart, sickness, and so forth. So that definitely proved through Western science, through the also they checked by questioning the T levels were questioning that one is lighter one, then a little bit more tight, then most kind of difficult one, you see. The first one, somebody who doesn't have money, somebody doesn't have home, or somebody who doesn't have money, can you give money? You know, can you help give money to that person? So that's the first question, to check the person's how generous, kind. Then next one, person says yes. Then next one, they ask the question, that person need a place to stay. Can you offer a place? So that's the second question, to check the person's how the mind is, you know, how the kind. Then the third one, I don't remember. It gets more difficult, you know, person to let go. You see, they check this, you know, the group, these are the groups, they question to the people like that. Then according to the attitude, then they check the health. You know, that. So it's a proof that would the you see, the big difference, the person living in substance mind, you see, their heart conditions and many, you see, this, there's many, say, anyway, health problems. So they saw very clear, makes big difference in the health. So then they checked, when they asked, you see, Hindu religion, they asked maybe Muslim, Christian, I don't know how many religions they checked. The techniques, they proved the compassion is definitely helpful for the health. So they want to know, to get an explanation how to develop compassion. So they asked different religions, but they could not find a clear answer. They did not find a clear answer. You see, how to develop compassion. They checked different religious people. So they told Buddhism is one that has, you know, complete answer how to develop compassion. So these groups of the scientists in the United States, they discovered that it's the only one that has complete answer in how to develop compassion. So they wanted to make an experiment to some or to students about compassion, is it by using the technology that so I did 2 days the bodhicitta, as mentioned, the bodhicitta, the seven things mind cause of it. Of course, with the foundation, you know, the reincarnation and renunciation, you know, the basis. I didn't get done the bodhicitta technique, exchange ones for others. So that didn't happen within 2 days. So later, Rinpoche did that. So this is the students who are registered, you know, who are signed to practice, and later then they will come to check with the machines, say, with the, you know, scientific technology. They check They checked him, and I said, how much compassion the patient is able to develop. So 3 months training, 3 months meditation practice. So the two students from Switzerland, they had to go back earlier, so they were already the experiment, and they seemed to be they were very special, good comments, and so they are how many? They waited the about 24 students around California. So I'm not sure whether they have finished experimenting or not. I'm not sure. So anyway, this is side talk. Is that just remember that they tend to. So the idea is, so after it's proved that that able to people able to develop compassion, so they want to you know to prove or to explain to the world scientifically that you know yeah to explain. So anyway. So therefore, what you've been doing, what we're doing here, especially, this is we're learning how to develop compassion. We're learning. You see, one specific thing is learning. Doing meditation, develop compassion based on discovering your own samsara, how the nature of suffering. So therefore, it's not a compassion only for poor people who has no food, no home, not like that. Only for animals, compassion only for animals. Some people have compassion only for the cat. So, because they love cats, you see. Only they love is the cat. So compassion only cat. some people have compassion only for the pigs. Anyway. So not like that. Compassion. Not only for poor people, but also for wealthy people. compassion for everyone, you see, not only to the friend that you love, but also to the enemy. Compassion to all the living beings without discrimination. Anyone who is suffering. So, as you hear, what we're learning, what we're trying to develop is this compassion. For all living beings. So, so therefore, so this, every one of you, what you say, you see, learning this become the best contribution for the world peace. Best contribution for all sentient beings, happiness, peace. Best contribution for this global peace and happiness for every country, for every person, every living being in this world, is your best contribution. You see, you are developing our mind to bring peace. You see, to the sentient beings. Number of sentient beings to this world. That's what exactly it is. That's what exactly it is. So therefore this become really the most important thing in the life. The most urgency. urgency. Cannot wait. Cannot waste time. Cannot to learn, to develop. So like that. And so after so like that, then what we should do, our self-practice as much as possible, that general compassion to develop. And we should in our daily life, we should use compassion as much as possible. Just normal conversation should bring up compassion as much as possible. Other people to hear compassion. Then so to say to learn, say, however, even normal conversation, try to bring compassion.